So as I was driving, I was just contemplating and thinking about life and thinking about everything that got me to this point. And, you know, it reminded me of a specific story on back in 2016 when I was dating this girl through middle school. And it kind of brought me to one of the biggest realizations in my life. It was 2016. Back then I was living in London and I had my first ever girlfriend. And back then I thought she was the love of my life. I mean, you guys know what that first love feels like. And now here's what happens. It's in the middle of our relationship and she basically finds out she has to move back to the US with her parents. And we both loved each other and thought our relationship was gonna last the test of time. But as young and in love as I was, I wasn't stupid. I knew that her moving back to the US was pretty much the deathbed of our relationship.
Basically, today was my girlfriend's last day in London. She moved back. So that's just something I'm warning you about right now.
For one simple reason, we would never be able to see each other again, because I knew that I just simply couldn't afford to go see the very person that I loved. I was simply not in any financial position to see this girl and pay for tickets to fly once a week or every 2 weeks or once a month or even once every 2 months. And I vividly remember the last time that we met. I traveled to New York to see her for the last time. I spent $600 on this Norwegian Airlines economy ticket. It was pretty much all the money I had back then. And I remember on the plane back, I was crying. And then I landed back in London. I was crying for another few weeks. You know, I'd never felt anything like that before. But the bitterness I felt, it wasn't just about the heartbreak. It's hard to explain. Like, do you know the thing that really fucked me up? It wasn't actually the heartbreak itself. It was realizing just how powerless I was. It was one of those situations where you both wanted something, but you couldn't have it simply because life had other plans for you. And there was nothing you could do about it, no matter how much you wanted things to go differently, because I simply had no control over that situation. And maybe you've experienced something like that yourself. And it was that realization that like really dawned on me. And for me, the worst part of it all was like, even if I had the money, like let's say I had the money to go visit her once a week or every 2 weeks, like I couldn't go. I was chained. I was still in school. You know, I had school. I was geographically tied to a place. And it was in that moment that I had like a huge realization. I realized that I wasn't in control of my own life. And as I said, it wasn't about the money, because even if I had the money, I wouldn't have been able to travel like that. And even if I could travel, and even if I had the money, I wouldn't even have time to spend with this person. So I knew that if I didn't do something about it, I would be stuck in that situation for my entire lifetime. And to be honest, I always talk to you guys about my origin story, about how, you know, I did everything for my mom, and that's the God's honest truth. Like, I built all of this to change me and my mom's trajectory. But I guess my second sort of origin story is when I got back to London after seeing my first girlfriend for the last time ever. And I got back to London and I basically promised myself, like, I will never be in this situation again. Like, imagine if I was older, I was 10 years older, like, cause it was fine. I was 16 at the time, but imagine I was like 26 and it was a matter of not having financial freedom, or even worse, not having location freedom or time freedom. Like, that was the thing that would break up me. And let's say at that point, it was like my future wife. Like, I looked at a woman and knew that this is going to be the mother of my children, but I just wasn't geographically free to make it work, or I didn't have the time to make it work, or I didn't have the money to make it work. Like, that idea, even as like a 16-year-old, it broke my heart. And that was one of the moments in my life where I basically vowed to myself, like, I'm going to make this work. Because then I even started thinking about my kids, like, you know, my unborn kids. Like, this is how my mind worked at 16. I was like, what the fuck are my kids gonna think, like, even my unborn kids, that their father couldn't get his act together? And as I said, it's not about making the most amount of money, it's about making money in a way that could allow me to have location and time freedom. Like, what the fuck are my kids gonna think if I couldn't clean up my act and do that for them even though they were unborn? So yeah, anyways, if you guys actually want to know the origin story of why I not only was so obsessed with making it financially, I was so obsessed with making it from a time perspective and location perspective. Well, I mean, yeah, I think that you guys have your answer.
Is
And listen, I know that a lot of you guys might look at me and think that I've just always had things figured out, that, you know, things have always been in control. And I'll be honest with you, it wasn't always like this. I'm talking to you now about some of these lessons I had to learn the hard way, so that way, at least, I don't know, maybe this speeds up your process somewhat. I had dreams, I had huge ambitions, and I had this burning desire to change things. I wanted to create my own path, but you know what? For a long time, I wasn't in control of much. You know, there was this gnawing feeling inside of me, a sense that I was trapped in a cycle that I didn't choose. And if you've watched this video this far, I know that you feel it too, or you felt it. You know, it's that quiet, persistent feeling that there's more to life than what you're currently living, but you can't quite put a finger on what's missing. I've got some good news for you, though. It's not just you that's been feeling it. All of us have. And history has shown us time and time again that individuals, societies, and even nations have fallen into the same trap of believing that they were in control when they simply weren't. I mean, think about it. In the last 20,000 years of human history, countless lives have been lived, and each one of them had its own battle for control. Most of what we're going through today, it isn't new. People have felt this exact same struggle before. Now, of course, the context might be different, but the actual feeling is the same. And the key to understanding how to reclaim control lies in understanding those stories. Now, one story that amazes me when it comes to this topic is the story of the Titanic. I mean, here was this insane ship, this giant ship, a marvel of human ingenuity at the time. It was hailed as unsinkable, an unstoppable force that represented luxury, security, and technological advancement. Everyone on that ship believed that they were at the pinnacle of safety. They felt pretty much invincible, much like many of us do today with our steady jobs and our secure routines. But we all know what happened. In the middle of the Atlantic, it struck an iceberg and the ship began to sink. Now, here's the part that gets me every time. As the ship was going down, the orchestra on board kept playing. Why? Because they had no control over what was happening. They were facing the inevitable. And at that moment, every passenger on that ship realized just how powerless they truly were. The illusion of control shattered in an instant. Now, when I first heard this story, I thought, that's not about the Titanic, that's about all of us. We go around building our comforts, feeling this false sense of safety, thinking that we're steering the ship. Then something hits us, a crisis, a realization, and suddenly we hear the orchestra playing. It's a sign that things are spiraling and that we're not as in control as we thought. Now, in my life, I can tell you for a fact that I've definitely had my own Titanic moments. Definitely one of the first times growing up that it hit me was watching my mom come home from work exhausted. She worked a bunch of different jobs when I was growing up. She used to work as a receptionist for NHS, which for any of you guys in the UK know, that's like the public healthcare service, and that is a grueling job because people are in a lot of pain and they want their free healthcare ASAP, and being a receptionist is just, you deal with a lot of verbal abuse. She worked as a receptionist at one point. She worked a retail job at Harrods, you know, which has definitely been a full circle moment, her working retail to us now being private clients of the penthouse, which you have to get invited to once you spend a certain amount at Harrods and go through this whole process. But I just remember how exhausted she would be coming home from work every day. You know, she was doing everything she could to keep our lives afloat, but I was just going through the motions. My ship, which was my family, basically me and my mom, was sinking, and the background noise of school, of teenage life, was the orchestra playing. And all I was doing was standing there knowing how much I lacked control over my own destiny. Now, just knowing that isn't enough, and it wasn't enough. Knowing about this is not enough. When you hear that song, you have to take action. Otherwise, you too will keep sinking. The orchestra playing is not a warning. It is a moment of choice. And you're the one who has to choose between either do I keep sinking or am I finally going to take control to avoid hitting an iceberg? Are you finally going to take back control, or are you just going to keep pretending that everything is going to be fine while you keep slowly sinking? And listen, to be honest, that's what I want this video to be for you. I want it to be a wake-up call, because the truth is the orchestra in your life has been playing for quite a while now as well. And you know this yourself. You don't need me to come here and pretend to you that I'm telling you this big untold secret. You're smart enough to notice this yourself, and you probably have. The problem is you just prefer to pretend that nothing is gonna happen, that there's no iceberg in the water. So, let me tell you the cold, hard, plain truth here, in case you need to hear it. This ocean is full of icebergs, and not just for you, for all of us. And if you don't start steering your ship and just letting destiny take care of it, well, you already know what destiny had planned for the Titanic. So start now by recognizing it. Then dare to act on it, because if you're not careful, you're going to fall back into the same trap of blaming your situation, your circumstances, and the people around you, and go right back to sleep. And listen, I don't want that for you. Think about it. I'm sure you feel like you're constantly seeking permission. Every decision you make has to go through someone else, whether it's your boss, your teachers, or your parents. It's like you're living in a cage with these invisible bars always waiting for someone else to open the door. And let's be honest, most of the time, we tell ourselves we're just being responsible. So let me tell you a twisted secret here. Success is also about being irresponsible. I mean, how responsible of me do you think it was ripping apart my content creation agency at 17 when it was making $15,000 a month, having to provide for me and my mom, to then just go back and start from zero because I had a feeling that it was not the right way to do it? I mean, that's not very responsible, I'd say. But if it wasn't for that irresponsible decision, I'd probably be still stuck as a subordinate to my client's schedule and will. The truth is, most of the time, what you're actually doing is not really being responsible. Instead, you are just giving away your power, one small decision at a time. You're letting other people steer your ship while you sit back and convince yourself that you're still in control. And here's another sign that the orchestra is playing in your life. That constant feeling of being busy, but not actually moving forward. You fill your days with tasks, meetings, and endless to-do lists, but at the end of it all, you don't feel any closer to your dreams. It's like running on a treadmill. You're exerting all of this effort, but the scenery never changes. And that's what happens when you're not the one setting the direction of your life. You end up expending energy just to stay in the same place. And let's not forget the most obvious indicator, your inability to make spontaneous decisions. Remember what I talked to you guys at the beginning of this video? How I couldn't suddenly decide to travel to America at any point to see my girlfriend, which led to this eventual breakup. And it wasn't only just because of the money, but also because of everything that was tying me back down geographically to London. School, all of my other responsibilities. And that made me realize that I wasn't in control of my own life. But here's the part that gives me hope and should give you hope as well. Even if your personal ship has hit its iceberg, even if the orchestra has been playing for a while, you still have time. You see, unlike the Titanic, you're not stranded in the middle of an ocean with no lifeboats around. You have options, but only if you are willing to seize them. So listen, if you're feeling that urge to reclaim what's rightfully yours, but you just don't know where to start, then listen closely. From October 21st to the 28th, I'm going to be hosting an event called Digital Sovereignty. And everything that I talked about in this video, I've given you guys the broad concepts, but in this event, I'm going to give you the nitty-gritty step-by-step. Because as you can tell, I'm so passionate about this topic. This event, it's designed specifically for those who are tired of playing the passenger in their own lives. This event is going to be 4 Netflix-style episodes where I'm going to share exactly how you can reclaim ownership of your life. And the best part is, it is 100% free. This isn't about money. It's about you taking the first real step towards sovereignty. So if you're serious, if you're ready to turn off that orchestra and grab the wheel, you can sign up using the link below and you can still register for free. Now listen, while you wait for that event, I want to challenge you to start now. Start listening to the orchestra in your life, because I guarantee you it's there. And listening is only the first step. Action comes right after. Listen, just like when you're having a drink with your friends and you're at a loud bar and eventually it just gets so loud that you become numb, you become used to it. I want you to identify that noise and then find that exit door and just leave. Take a deep breath and realize that the loud noise was killing your ears and not letting you think straight. And yeah, you might feel discomfort when you try to make that decision. It's the dread that creeps in when you think about your future. It's that gut-wrenching feeling when you realize another day has passed and you're no closer to where you want to be. But that is your call to adventure. This is your moment to reclaim the sovereignty of your life. And no, it's not going to be easy. You're going to face doubts, fears, and pushback. But remember, the only thing more terrifying than stepping into the unknown is staying exactly where you are. So, listen to that music. Identify where the orchestra is playing in your life. Because once you hear it, I guarantee that you will never unhear. And that is when the real adventure begins. And don't be afraid, because as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.